بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يعش عن ذكر الرحمن نقيض له الشيطان فهو له قرين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something small, light, insignificant. It is absolutely powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about dhikr, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The remembrance of Allah is most great, akbar. So this gathering in which we are learning how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessed gathering, because we are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. Throughout the Quran, dhikr has been mentioned. Then dhikran kathira, abundant dhikr has been mentioned. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a hadith of Qudsi, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any physical form. Allah says, I am the companion, sitting companion of the one who is remembering me. Like how we are sitting and making dhikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the Jalees. Jalees is your sitting companion. We all are Julasa. A single person is called a Jalees in Arabic. We all are Julasa. Allah is free from any physical form. What the meaning is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us when we take His name. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا تَحَرَّكَتْ بِهِ وَإِذَا تَحَرَّكَتْ بِي شَفَتَاهُ. When my name is taken through His lips, when He moves His lips and He takes my name, He says, Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, I am with Him. So He gains my ma'iyyat, my closeness. Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali was a great, very great Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. One occasion, he addressed his majlis, his gathering, and he said, you know, for so many years I've been having tafsir of the Qur'an Majeed, explaining ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the gathering that used to come attend his programs. He said, but I did still not find any real effect that I desired from the people. And he says, yet in that gathering there are so many learned people also. Whereas the tafsir of the Quran that I was giving, he said, the ayat are so powerful, just one or two verses were sufficient to make an effect on the hearts of the people. Yet that desire that I have in my heart, that the people should reach a certain position in their tazkiyah, in their suluk, I didn't find that. So I began to ponder. And so when I pondered, what was the reason for this? What's the cause of we are all sitting, listening to bayans, we have tafsir, we have hadith lessons, we have so much of programs. Why don't we find a genuine change in our life? Why don't we find that closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Spiritually, why do we still feel sick? Why don't we feel that boost, the spiritual boost, and that close proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our ibadat? You see, when I pondered, then I realized that it is because of ghaflat, negligence, heedlessness. When the heart is overwhelmed and covered with ghairullah, with everything besides Allah, there is no space now, so as to say, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? The person has become completely ghafil. So no matter what he is listening to, for those moments, he is acquiring some knowledge, he is hearing some talk, he is hearing some incident, but it doesn't go beyond that. So after the program, he goes home, or the next day, everything is forgotten. And back to square one. So this is Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah said, this is the problem, ghaflat. And he says the only thing that is most effective in removing ghaflat now is none other than dhikrullah. He said, then I put the people on dhikrullah. And the moment I put them into dhikrullah, after some time, now when I give Quran, dars, and hadith, dars, I found a great effect in their lives. And the example he gives, as mentioned in a kitab known as Tarsi'ul Jawahir, he says, the author writes, اعلم أن أسرع الطاعات إلى جلاء القلب وتنويره ذكر الله. That the most effective ways from all obedience and deeds, the most effective way of polishing the heart and bring that spiritual glow and light in the heart and removing the filth of the heart and brightening the heart is dhikrullah. Like how a person, a woman folk especially, or we find in the functions when we have those big degs, after the food has been consumed and the deg we find, there are some stains at the bottom or in the pots at home. If the pot got burnt, then those stubborn stains that remain, you can apply some soap and things like that, it's not going to be beneficial. What needs to be done, it has to be scrubbed. You've got to take the steel wool, you've got to take a brush, then you apply some special detergents, and then you're going to scrub that pot, and you're going to brush it with that steel wool. Olden days time, they used to take sand and they would rub the entire pot with sand, and this would loosen the stains. And then when they would put water and then some type of soap and detergent, then it would immediately come out. So again, this brush that we have, the scrubbing brush, that is dhikrullah. And the dhikrullah will scrub off all the muck that has settled, the grime that has settled of sins of guna, which has covered our heart. And after we begin to brush and remove those stubborn stains, then when we hear Quran, then when we hear hadith of Rasulullah SAW, then when we hear any talk of deed, then immediately we will find an effect in our heart. But without dhikrullah, then we will not get that type of effect as we desire. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ يُقَيِّطْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. That person who becomes blind to the dhikr of Allah, Allah says, then we depute for him a shaitan who becomes his companion. Imagine the shaitan becomes your companion and he begins to advise you. What does he do? They stop them then from the path of Allah. He takes you away from the path of Allah. And the people, the person himself, يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, they think they are guided. Oh, we're doing very well. Whereas shaitan is misleading you. Why? Because of adamu dhikr. You did not make the dhikr of Allah. Now shaitan, it has become your companion and he will lead you astray. Dhikrullah has got so many fawaid and blessings which we have mentioned in the past few years now. A simple blessing, benefit we did today is that it removes the stains of the heart, the stains of gunas, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, the malice, the hatred, love for dunya, love for that haram woman or love for that haram man, illicit relationships, all that shahwat that is in our heart, that has engulfed our heart, the rust that has corroded our spiritual heart, all this is removed, how? By dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, dhikrullah is not a mamuli thing. Every buzurg and sheikh in the line of tasawwuf, every single person agrees on one point, and that is the importance of dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. Of course, you could ask an alim, a sheikh, what dhikr I should be making, how much I should make. It varies, different people. Some people have more time, some people less time. Some people's heart are not so strong. So you got to find out. But the important thing is to make dhikrullah. So often at home, we alone make the dhikr of Allah. Chalte, pirte. We're driving in the car, you're going to work in the morning. You lose nothing but just by moving your lips and saying, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, La ilaha illallah, Istighfar, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah.
durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these things will be beneficial, extremely beneficial. When this happens, then the stains are going to be removed from our heart, and then when we hear bayan, then we read the Quran, then we make ibadat, immediately we'll find there will be a certain type of glow, certain type of enjoyment, ecstasy, happiness. Mashayikh have said, the athar, the effect of nafs and shaitan then will not be as strong as it is normal when a person does not make dhikr of Allah. Now by making dhikr, you are combating the effects of nafs and shaitan. And dhikrullah protects a person from adab al-ilahi, from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to make dhikr in abundance. Risadu al-Sharif. Again, nafi and isbat. You sing la. La to all those things beside Allah. Ghairullah. As I mentioned, the spiritual maladies. And we're taking all that out, scrubbing it with the brush. Saying la, la, la to all this. And illallah. Only Allah. And you find nur coming into our heart.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah la ilaha 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 illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah 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 la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu, lakal shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin, barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, make us true zakirin, shakirin, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and polish our hearts, ya Allah. Remove the filthy, stubborn stains of gunas that we have, may Allah. Ya Allah, the rust of sins that has corroded our hearts, may Allah. Our hearts have become blackened, may Allah. Our hearts have become heavy with gunas, may Allah. Like mountains of sins over us, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are so raheem and kareem, may Allah. Ya Allah, wash away all the sins, may Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make us become nek and salih, may Allah. Make us pious and righteous, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us Allah wala. Ya Allah, make us your awliya-i kamilin, siddiqeen, ya Allah. Give us your ma'iyyat-i khasa, may Allah. Soften our hearts, may Allah. Fill the noor of ma'rifat into our hearts, may Allah. Give us the noor of iman and hidayat and taqwa, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small sin, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every type of fawahish, may Allah. Ya Allah, zahir and batin, ya Allah, sins, ya Allah. Protect us from every type of ma'asiyat, may Allah. Don't make us become disobedient, disloyal servants, may Allah. Make us become obedient and loyal servants, may Allah. Make us become, ya Allah, muttaqeen, may Allah. Make us, ya Allah, your muqarrabeen, may Allah. Make us your mahbubeen, may Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, may Allah. The ishq and muhabbat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah. Ya Allah, accept the hajj of all the hujjaj of return, who are still returning, may Allah. Give us tawfiq of being for hajj, ya Allah, also, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, may Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, may Allah. Make it be halal and wholesome and pure, may Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, may Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is maqruz, may Allah, he's got debts, may Allah. Ya Allah, he's battling to pay off his debts, may Allah. You assist him, may Allah. Ya Allah, that person is looking for rozi, may Allah. You provide for him halal rozi, may Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, there is so many young and old, may Allah. So many are sick, may Allah, in hospitals at home, may Allah. Grant them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im, may Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, ya Allah. Especially those who have passed away recently, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, may Allah. Protect them from azab of qabr, may Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, may Allah. Maut on iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, maut in, ya Allah. Such a condition that you are most pleased with us, may Allah. Ya Allah, in a mubarak place, may Allah. Ya Allah, doing a mubarak action, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any Hisab Kitab, may Allah. Protect us from the Azab of Qabr, Azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Make them excellent Huffaz, Ulama, Sulaha, Atqiya, Abrar, Muqarrabeen, Maqbuleen, may Allah. Allah grant all of us, ya Allah, especially our brothers who have come here tonight, and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, may Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your adat. Remove all our difficulties, may Allah. Remove us from the shar of the shirreen. Protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the dhalimeen. Ya Allah, help the Muslim brothers and sisters, ya Allah, throughout the four corners of the globe, may Allah. Jo bhi pareshan hali hai, unki pareshani dur farma. May Allah, we are making a fervent dua, a sincere dua, may Allah. Have pity on some elderly person sitting here tonight, some masoom child, may Allah. Maybe one of our mothers or sisters, may Allah. Ya Allah, especially our brothers and sisters in Kashmir, may Allah. Ya Allah, tu inki barpoor hifazat farma. Ya Allah, don't make the zalimeen attack them, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect the izzat of our sisters there, may Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, tu raham ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, raham ka mamla farma. Nothing is impossible for you, may Allah. Everything is in your control, may Allah. Ya Allah, you just say kun and it happens, may Allah. You don't even have to say kun, may Allah.
Ya Allah, everything happens with your mashiyat, my Allah. Your irada, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, ya Allah, hum to kamzor hai, my Allah. We are weak servants, my Allah. But we have raised our hands, my Allah. We have got yaqeen in the power of dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever Musalman hai, ya Allah, in Burma, Rohingya, my Allah, Palestine, my Allah, different African countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Kashmir, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham ka maamla farma. Give them aman and aman, my Allah. Remove their fear they have, my Allah. Don't make anybody harm them in any way, my Allah. Protect us also, my Allah. Protect our madaris, our masajid, our families, my Allah. Protect our lives, our deen, my Allah. Deen ki hifazat farma, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Make us be qaim on deen, my Allah. Make us become da'is in fighting towards the beautiful, peace-loving religion of Islam, my Allah. That which is haqq and truth, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما all those يا الله brothers and sisters who requested duas answer all day جائز مراد also برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين